So, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming here today. This morning we had an extremely frank discussion about the state of affairs in Bosnia-Herzegovina in this room, covering the widest possible range of issues. We had a discussion together with the Prime Minister Spiric. It was very, very good, open and frank discussion, also by his own assessment, and we could see that our assessments were quite close. Yesterday, you know, we had the presidency. I just want to say that I had the feeling that we have three different presidencies, three different attitudes and statements. So it was a good demonstration to the international community about the reality of this country in the moment. Well, on the basis of this discussion, PIC political directors drew then up the declaration in which they stated that the current political situation, near total deadlock in the peace implementation and the policy of reforms required for stabilization association agreement, was of grave concern. I repeat, grave concern. Who's translating?
It's been translated in the back.
Ah, I see. Political directors placed responsibility at the door of those political leaders who have blocked progress and undermined the political situation with their aggressive rhetoric. They also emphasize that the international community will not tolerate any attempts to undermine the Dayton Peace Agreement and will not remain passive in the face of provocative statements and acts. PIC political directors also made clear that they expected political leaders to deliver concrete results on the key reforms necessary for the signing of a stabilization and association agreement. To cite the declaration, initialing the SAA must be the number one priority for Bosnia-Herzegovina. However, due to a lack of political will, Bosnia-Herzegovina faces the prospect of falling behind all its neighbors in this regard. I think it's a clear language. Initialing of this AA requires concrete and irreversible progress on police restructuring, which could be achieved rapidly in cooperation with the International Criminal Tribunal of the former Yugoslavia in The Hague. The steering board cited the arrest of Zlatko Tolimir on 31st May as evidence that the authorities in Serbia and Bosnia and Herzegovina are able to find and apprehend indicted war criminals. And that were specially mentioned, Ladic and Karadzic, in the declaration. One particular theme of the discussion was Srebrenica. The PIC steering board endorsed the emphasis of my envoy, Ambassador Clifford Bond, on promoting public security, prosecution of war criminals, and improved the social services and more effective job creation in and around Srebrenica. He gave also a clear conclusion about his activities, and I think he got very good recognition and reception by his talk. The steering board made clear, however, that Bosnia-Herzegovina is obliged to abide by its commitments under the Dayton Peace Agreement, that these are in no way affected by the judgment rendered by the International Court of Justice on 26th of February. To cite the declaration again, the scope of ICJ judgment is clear. It relates to a dispute between two states, in particular to the responsibility of Serbia under the Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. And it does not impose any legal obligation upon Bosnia-Herzegovina to amend the provisions of its constitution. The status of Srebrenica and the status of any other unit of government within Bosnia-Herzegovina can only be changed in accordance with the relevant constitutions and laws. Concerning constitutional reform, I provided an update based on my meetings with party leaders in recent weeks. The steering board commended to party leaders the EU-United States offer to support a constitutional reform process politically, technically, and financially, and set up a process as soon as possible, and to address the first package of constitutional amendments agreed in March 2006. I think this was also very important because it was a great and unanimous consent that just this common standing of the international community, here specifically European Union and United States and Commission, was a clear signal to the Bosnian leaders that this is the way we want. But this only not wanted by us, it was also the conclusion of our talks we had bilaterally with all party leaders, and now we will see whether they come together to train and exercise the culture of dialogue and the culture of respective compromises. And this is now still a problem, as we could see, because the last time there was some very important parties missing. But we will try again. And you know, one thing I have learned in my life: if you leave the room and have left an empty chair, one time you have to come back. Normally, you will not be stronger if you are coming back to the empty chair. So now, the PIC steering board expressed concern about several additional areas, including in particular the need for agreement on apportionment of state property. This important in and of itself, as well as being critical to the completion of defense reforms, the steering board therefore asked my successor, Ambassador Miroslav Lajcek, to undertake efforts to bring this issue to a conclusion before the end of September. The steering board confirmed that the office of the High Representative will remain in place and continue to carry out its mandate under the Dayton Peace Agreement. Nevertheless, the policy of ownership remains the guiding principle, and the aim remains OHR closure by 30th June 2008. The declaration is available to you in both English and the local language, and can be collected after this press conference here to begin. Both versions are also being sent out electronically to media and placed on the OHR website as we speak. Thank you.
Now, you are Dalima Sada. Do you want to say something? Dalima Pitanja? Elma? Ako možete samo čekati, samo malo. You put on this so you can hear that.
Gospodine Schilling, ja ću zamolit ću da budete konkretni, da nam kažete ko su političari koji su blokirali progres i podrivali političku situaciju agresivnom retorikom, pa ako može imenom i prezimenom.
This is different, you know. For instance, the police reform, you know, the outcome of the talks in Washington, there were two politicians, I think you know them. I have not to name it to you, if you like. Mr. Dodik, Mr. Silajic, if you see that the empty chair was here by Tihic and Čović, so it is not just said that it's just one or two. I think the culture of dialogue is not learned in this country. On the highest level, it's not learned. I have better experiences on the municipal level. There, the culture of dialogue was trained and comes to some agreements, and I think this has to be trained now on the highest level in this country. So, do you now got the names?
Antonio?
Kada slušao ova deklaracija, zvuči kao da je malo sad reforma policije kao dobila na malo većem prioritetu ispred reforme Ustava. Da li je to tako? Da li onda OHR namjerava inicirati opet neke pregovore brzo oko reforme policije i šta je sa ustavnom reformom, šta je sa aprilskim paketom u stvari ustavne reforme? Da li to može biti baza? Dalje, hvala.
To the constitutional reform, it is not like this. There were full consent that we are doing this in a parallel way, but not in a mixing way, that we don't make negotiations on both in one time. We have separated it logically that one is a constitution, the other is a police reform for the SAA. And we are trying to do this parallel, and we can see that this is also the best way to do it. But police reform, of course, you are right. It's the highest priority for the SAA. And the constitutional reform is a long-term result necessary. So constitutional reform can later on helping for some stages of the police reform. But it is not in the same way to say now we are starting with both with one negotiation. But perhaps you will add something to this.
I'll just stress what the High Representative said, but the PIC steering board was very clear. This is a very high priority because it unlocks the door to the SAA. There has been general agreement and acceptance of the three EU principles for months now, and the outstanding issue is really one of a political dispute that is not relevant to the three EU principles themselves. And so from our point of view, there is no barrier to moving forward on police reform if this political issue can be resolved, because the main principles have already been accepted. And, of course, it improves the situation across the board, we think, both politically and in terms of all the benefits that will flow to Bosnia and Herzegovina once it has met the final condition for the SAA initialing and signature. It was discussed and noted quite ironically and pointedly that, of course, Montenegro, which is less than a year old, had already signed an SAA, and, of course, negotiations with Serbia have recommenced just in the last few days, and Bosnia is at risk of falling further and further behind, despite the fact that they have been close to an agreement for months now.
Sada?
Gospodin Šiling, sudeći po komunikeu, prekida se praksa pasivnosti i nekorištenja bonskih ovlasti. Da li to znači da ćete vi konačno posegnuti za bonskim ovlastima i čak smijeniti neke od vodećih BH političara koje ste upravo pominjali?
Well, there's a clear message that there is no reduction of bond powers. It was also not in my mandate. But there is also no message that there will be a substantial change of bond powers. So I think the message is clear. There are the bond powers, and they will be used if it is needed. And that's it. Not less and not more. And I think you know also the statements of my successor about that, and I think it's in line with this what we are seeing here.
Would you say that this, you know, handing over the responsibility to local politicians is an unsuccessful experiment? Because this absence of the culture of dialogue is hardly anything new. So it was proven now that they cannot function without stronger international pressure. So would you say that it failed, trying to give them responsibility?
That has failed. We see that they need a long time for that, and this time is not there if we are thinking on the neighbors and the train going to Europe. Otherwise, you can, of course, say in a training time of 5-10 years, you will see ownership will be perfect here. But that's not necessary. That's not possible. So it's a question of time, training, and insofar, it was much less than expected in time till now. That's clear. Everybody is disappointed about the speed taking over ownership. And you know, some of the politicians here are saying, oh, we don't need OHR at all here. We can make it totally alone. And now you can see what is happening. And perhaps that was also necessary to be demonstrated to the international community that they have no illusions. Then almost we were very close to the closure in June. And I think it was necessary that all are seeing the reality. The Bosnians, that they have to make much more effort to really do it. And on the other side, the international community, that they see the reality before they are making a big mistake just to think it's going very well, because they have seen that international community have done what they could do, and so it's all fine. And then they're closing, and then we are seeing what's the reality. So this did not happen, and that was my biggest intention since, I would say, 6 months, that this will never happen here, because I think we oblige also to the safety of this country and to the population that those things shaken this country again, and that you could think about that if you hear and listen to the rhetoric of politicians, that this will not happen because we are here and we are taking care that this will never happen.
Kako ste doživjeli jučerašnje pismo upućeno generalnom tajniku UN-a Ban Ki-moonu, pošto se većini novinara to postavljeno kao i meni, čini da je to kontra vašeg stava nedavno rečenog pred parlamentarnom skupštinom u vašem opuštenom govoru. Dakle, samo vaš stav o tome.
Well, we note that this letter is signed by 2 members of the presidency. The letter sent by Mr. Komšić and Mr. Šilajčić to the United Nations Secretary General yesterday, a letter sent by them as members of the 3-party presidency, but not officially approved by the 3 members, including the chair, the President Radmanovic, further adds to the deterioration of political relations in the country, starting with the presidency. It's up to the United Nations to determine how to respond to this letter. I would say that Dayton Peace Accord was only partially implemented. That is a question you can have many comments about. I only want now that it is clear this is not an official letter of the presidency of this country, and the United Nations will see what they have to answer to the 2 members of the presidency, and I will not take that before they are really answering. But this is not an official act of government or presidency of this country. I think this must be totally clear, and if there would be here an unclearness by politicians claiming that this is an official letter by an official institution, then that will create consequences also from the international community.
Da li ima još pitanja? Ako nema, hvala vam što ste došli.